All right, in Saskatoon, getting set for an amazing show coming up in February. Chase Rice bringing the Get Western Tour to the Coors Event Center February 17th. Owen Riegling joining him on the road for this one. And we happen to have not only country singer, but one of the top 10 steamiest male contestants in Survivor history on the phone. Chase Rice, buddy, how's it going?
What's up, man? Good, how are you?
Good, good. So right now you're on the last couple of days of your tour in the U.S. with Old Dominion. How have things been going with that show?
It's been good, man. I've known those guys for, I think they toured with me in 2014, so we go way back. Now here we are, you know, finishing up their tour together here. And, it's been awesome, man. We've had a good time, and the shows have been great. Shows have been packed out, playing arenas, and it's been awesome.
And then, so once you guys wrap up, going into the holiday season, you got any big plans for yourself? I see you've been doing some duck hunting. I would imagine that's probably going to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm actually walking with my dog, Jack, right now. I'm about to train him for a little bit. I got to keep him tuned up throughout the season when he's not hunting. And, yeah, I'm planning on basically hunting until we start tour back up again, right, coming up to you guys in Canada. So, and hopefully while I'm there, if anybody listening wants to take me out and we can go get some geese or something like that, let's do it.
I would imagine somebody would, man. There's some pretty darn good hunting up here in Canada. Have you ever hunted up here before?
I have not. I'm going to have to borrow their guns because I can't bring any into Canada, but hey, let's go.
Well, I know that there are people that travel the world to come and hunt in the northern parts of the province here, so maybe somebody will take you up on that. That would be amazing.
I'm going to look it up because that days that I get out and hunt are good days, especially when I get to work my dog, Jack, and he's retrieving ducks or geese, and he's happy, and I'm happy. So get yourself the bus, and we get to get out there. It's a good time.
Good days when you get to get out and hunt, but also creative days are good ones as well. So we're almost a year after your latest album, I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. You got some release plans going into the new year?
I do. I don't know if it'll probably be right after that Canada tour, but I got a whole album that we're working on right now just to keep putting out new music. You know, I think a lot of people heard the I Hate Cowboys record, and some people question it because they're like, man, I'm not sure that's him, but the truth is everything I did prior to that wasn't really me. It was me just trying to kind of figure out my way in music and figure out what I'm good at, and this I Hate Cowboys record, the first record I've ever put out, was like, man, this is me to a T. So we're going to hammer down on that again.
That's a good part of being an artist, too, where, like, everything you work on, you're sort of honing in on something. And I think the further you get into your career, you probably figure out a little bit more of what exactly it is you're honing in on. So it sounds like that was a pretty major step for you with this album.
Huge step. It's interesting. It happens to a lot of people, man. It's like they're finally putting out music that they think is good and that I think this record's the best record I've ever done. Yeah, we've had zero radio hits on it. It's like something's not adding up, but at the same time, ticket sales are better than they've ever been for us, especially in the States. And I think people are finally just realizing, oh, this is him. So I'll take what's happening right now all day over anything that's ever happened in my career.
Well, and there's really something to be said about releasing music that you love. I saw recently on social media, you got a speeding ticket while you were listening to an unreleased tune, Fireside, it was called?
Yeah, Fireside. That's one of the ones where that's a true story, too. I didn't make that up. I think I was in Washington State, and I was flying. And that just goes to show that tune cranked me up. And that'll be on the next record. It's probably going to be one of my favorite songs off it. I'm not sure yet. I haven't heard everything finished, but it's a really fun one to play on a guitar, and those are always my favorites.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait to hear it, especially, like, there's, I don't know, something about that music that just hits you the right way. It makes your whole body tense up, and then you're like, oh, no, I'm flooring it on the pedal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's exactly what was happening. I mean, I was just flying down the highway in Washington, and that's not legal.
You'll have to get a chauffeur when you're listening to the rest of the album. So we got your show coming up in Saskatoon, Get Western, at Coors Event Center February 17th. What can we expect on this tour, Chase?
We've been playing the entire I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell record. So we'll throw in the old ones, you know, Brace That Roll and Eyes on You and stuff like that. But what I love, like I said, is this new album. So there's a lot of me playing with an acoustic guitar. The band jumps in on a lot of it as well. But it's that entire new album, which is, man, like I said, I freaking love that record. And we may even throw in one, maybe throw in Fireside or something, one of the new songs. So we've had a hell of a year touring on that record. We're just going to keep it rolling in the next year.
Oh, and you got some amazing talent joining you. Earlier this year in Saskatoon, I saw Owen Riegling for the first time. He was supporting Tyler Hubbard. Have you seen this guy perform, man? He is unbelievably good.
No, I've not seen him perform, but that's my agents right there. They said, you know, I trust them. They said, he's really good live, and he, you know, draw some tickets up there, so it'll be fun to get with him and you know, get to watch him live.
Well, seeing him here at the same venue which you're going to be playing at, it was a party crowd. I think Saskatoon is getting ready to come out and get rowdy to your Get Western tour. We cannot wait for this, and obviously people can keep listening. They'll have a chance to win some tickets. Chase, before we part ways here, I got a couple of listeners on our text line that fielded some questions, if you wouldn't mind.
Killer, yeah.
All right, first up, we got Alan says, I loved watching you on Survivor. Would you ever consider competing on reality TV again?
No, zero chance.
You had that experience and that was a one and done, hey?
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot of respect for reality TV. It's not real. You know, they create the drama and all that. I will say Survivor, though, if you're going to watch a real, you know, the most real one probably is that, just because, you know, we're doing some pretty tough stuff. But yeah, no, I'm over that.
Well, nothing's more eye-opening than seeing it from that side, too. Okay, so that was Alan. And one more, we got Beth. What is a collaboration that you've always wanted to do but have not had the chance yet?
I'm just going to go top of my head off of who's kind of doing that right now. We were supposed to write this week with Post Malone. But to me, the best collaborations are ones that you write together, and we didn't get a chance to get in the studio and do it, so that's not happening yet, but maybe one day.
I guess, like, you know, you go into the future, you temper your expectations, and then the ones that do pop up, it's always like a pleasant surprise, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just see if that ever happens. If it does, I'm sure something cool will come here in the next couple of years.
Awesome, buddy. Well, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your last couple of shows on the Old Dominion tour, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope the duck hunting is bountiful for you, and we'll see you in Saskatoon coming up in the spring here.
Sounds good, man. Great talking to you.
Chase Rice, thank you so much, buddy.
Bye.